when we take a step back and really analyze our lives and look at all the things that we're going through, like for me personally, I would hardly really just think, oh, I'm grateful that I have a roof over my head, I have food in my fridge. But now I'm like, oh, this is like, not everybody can afford this. Not everybody was able to wake up this morning to go about their day. Not everybody was able to wake up, not have to take any medications whatsoever to get them out of their beds. And so when I think of things like this, I'm just truly, truly grateful for the gift of life and the gift of this air that I breathe, because I could easily just be a dead person today. And who, like, what would I say was the last thing I did? Like, was I being grateful or was I comparing myself to people?
Stay connected to gratitude. Hit the follow button right now and join thousands of listeners tuning in each week. We're the Gratitude Seekers. Come join us. Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Today with us, we have a fellow Gratitude Seeker from the States. And I'm really happy to have her here. And in spite of the technical difficulties, we're able to be back here. And hopefully, we will enjoy a beautiful interview. She was born and raised in Cameroon. And then she moved to the U.S. 5 years ago. And she's also a listener of the Gratitude Podcast, and I'm sure that she has an amazing story to share with us. And of course, her journey that has to do with gratitude is surely going to be something very interesting that we can talk about. Also, she has a really special name that that we will be talking about. Her name is Rejoice Nchafon, and she's here with us on the Gratitude Podcast. Rejoice, welcome.
Thank you, Georgian. Yes, it's been a struggle with the internet, but it looks like it's doing okay. How is it doing, Georgian?
Yeah, it's okay now.
Awesome. Thank you for having me and for inviting me. I'm really honored to be here. And hi, everyone. My name is actually Rejoice. And, you know, it could be a little bit stressful when you think about it, because it's literally the verb of being happy, you know. So, but I don't know if I live up to the expectation most of the time, but I'm trying right now. So I'm really honored to be here. And when Georgian reached out and he was like, you should join, you should come to the podcast. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, majority of those who are on your podcast have an idea of what they're doing in life. And I don't know if I'm one of those. So I'm really honored to be here and to talk about my story. So thank you, Georgian.
My pleasure. And about the last part that you mentioned, I believe that we're all in this together and we're figuring things out as we go along. And I think the fact that we are on this journey is together is what makes this journey beautiful, that we are learning from each other and growing together and enriching our lives. And I think we can all add something to that. So I'm really happy that you accepted my invitation.
Thank you.
So, I wanted to ask you first, what's your take on gratitude? What does it mean for you? And if you have a definition or something that resonates with you?
Yes. So, to me, gratitude means to pause and enjoy the process. A lot of the times we find ourselves setting goals for ourselves, and we're like, okay, when I reach that goal, then I'll be happy, then I'll be grateful for reaching that goal. But the thing is, that goal doesn't often bring us happiness, right? Because imagine if you don't reach that goal in the time frame that you set for yourself, then are you not going to be happy? Are you not going to be grateful for whatever you've learned during that process? Are you not going to be grateful for the people who have helped you to get to that point where you are, even if it's not the final goal that you wanted to? So gratitude to me means to pause and enjoy the process and to live in the present, because again, we're always thinking, okay, 3 years from now, what am I going to do? And that's great. That's a great plan to have. But are you happy and are you grateful for what you're going through right now? How are you looking at things? And so to live in the present and to be thankful for everything, whether small or big. And these things just make me appreciate things a lot more. And now when I see somebody who's beautiful, who is handsome, who looks good, I appreciate them, because I know that me thinking about appreciating them doesn't actually appreciate them, you know? So if you see somebody doing well at work or doing a really good job and you're thinking to yourself, oh, that looks really nice, well, it doesn't hurt to actually say, you know? So really being appreciative of everything, big or small, and living in the moment, in the present, allowing yourself time to pause and enjoy the process of you growing, of you being a better version of yourself, is one of the things that gratitude really means for me.
That's so beautiful. And I love what you just said, and the fact that, yes, when we see other people that are good looking, to take your example, we have two options: to think about those things that we don't have, we don't feel that we have hair that is that beautiful, or I don't know, something else. Or we can really appreciate that particular part and rejoice in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, be glad that we get to see that beauty and to appreciate it, and actually to express it, like you said. And the first one leads to anger, leads to jealousy, leads to bitter feelings, and the other one actually fills our soul, isn't it?
Yes, I have learned that you could either choose to be a bitter person or you could choose to be a happy person. And I have listening to the gratitude podcast, listening to other gratitude podcasts, and just really telling myself, like, you know what, you're better than what you thought you were, and allowing myself to really be appreciative of people and things in my life has really helped me be a more open person overall. And I feel like now I take things differently. Like, I smile most of the time, and when I'm happy, I feel like I'm genuinely happy and I'm genuinely a good person, because I am allowing myself to feel grateful for every process, every imperfect part of me, and just being okay with enjoying this process. So it's been a great journey so far.
That's beautiful. And circling back to what you said in the beginning with the goals, I think one of the most important things that gratitude helps us with is enjoying the journey. And if we think about it, in life, we're always going to set new goals, even if we reach the ones that we have. And if we're always focused on reaching those goals and not on the journey and enjoying it, we might end up reaching those goals and setting new ones and not actually enjoying the process at all and just going through from one to another and just trying to get ahead when we can choose to be ahead somehow, even now in the present moment.
Yes, that's true.
It's amazing how simple it can be and how hard it can be at times, even if it's so simple, isn't it?
Yes. Oh my goodness. Are you kidding? I thought, okay, you know, starting a gratitude journey it's easy because, I mean, how hard can it be to be grateful for things that you have, for a roof over your head and, you know, for your car and for food, for clothes? Like, how hard could that possibly be? But it's strangely hard, right? Because these things, we have taken them for granted, and it's like a normal thing to have a roof over your head or to have a car or to have a phone, whereas it really isn't. I mean, personally for me, the thing that really pushes me to be like, oh my goodness, is I get up and I can breathe, you know? And I'm somebody who believes in having a really good relationship with God. Obviously, it's not perfect, but just to think about, okay, He actually helped me, like allowed me to wake up this morning and I'm here talking with you. That's just, okay, I could wake up, I could be dead, you know what I mean? So yeah. It's like I'm here and I'm breathing and I'm talking to you and I woke up from my bed strong and healthy. Honestly, what more could I really ask for in that line of being grateful? So we take things for granted because, you know, we see people with cars and with money. And of course, these are necessary things to have. Nobody wants to not be able to afford for the things that they want. But when we take a step back and really analyze our lives and look at all the things that we're going through, like for me personally, I would hardly really just think, oh, I'm grateful that I have a roof over my head, I have food in my fridge. But now I'm like, oh, this is like, not everybody can afford this. Not everybody was able to wake up this morning to go about their day. Not everybody was able to wake up, not have to take any medications whatsoever to get them out of their beds. And so when I think of things like this, I'm just truly, truly grateful for the gift of life and the gift of this air that I breathe, because I could easily just be a dead person today. And who, like, what would I say was the last thing I did? Like, was I being grateful or was I comparing myself to people? So it's something that's technically we think it's easy to do until you start doing it. And then you see that it's an everyday effort of you reminding yourself of these things that you're grateful for. And this doesn't mean that, you know, if you're going through challenges, you can't feel ungrateful at some point, because I do. I do feel like, wow, this is really hard. I don't know what I'm doing. But I also think, oh, I've learned from this person. I've learned so much in this situation. I didn't know I could actually handle this. That at some point, I feel like I'm thankful that this happened to me now, because I know what it feels like. I can maybe empathize with somebody who's going through this, or just, I can just learn about it for myself in general. So it's something that we consider, you know, you think gratitude is easy, which it could be. I don't know about how it is for others, but for me, it's an active decision that I wake up every day telling myself, today I'm grateful for all the little things and all the big things and the weather and my family. And just when I get up on that side of the bed and I just say these things to myself, it's just a much better day for me.
Yeah, I love this last idea that you mentioned, that it's just a better day for you when you do this compared to when you don't. And Yeah, I'm one of those people that are naturally grateful. And I know that there are people that just do this naturally. And I'm sure that many of our listeners are like you and me. They need to make conscious effort to be grateful, to be in that state of gratitude. And yeah, I love your perspective. I think we fail to appreciate these simple things, like you said, just the fact that we're waking up, that we are alive, just the fact that we get to breathe right now, just the fact that we are healthy, and just the fact that we have food in our fridge and a roof over our head. It's these simple things that we just got used to, and we just forget that they are blessings. And I believe that it's a great reminder that you just gave us, the fact that we have these things, and it's even though many other people enjoy them in our world, in our bubble, that doesn't mean that they aren't amazing and that we can't appreciate them. It's a very beautiful perspective. And yeah, I hope that we can choose to wake up differently, like you said, to choose these, to appreciate these simple things. And when we do so, the reality of our life is so much different. And yeah, it's very beautiful. Thank you for sharing this with us.
Thank you, Georgia. Thank you for having me.
I also wanted to ask you about your experience growing up in Cameroon. How was it there? And I'm very curious if you were taught anything about gratitude that has to do with gratitude.
So I would speak for myself when it comes to gratitude. And I grew up in a Christian family, and we would go to church, we would pray. And, you know, the idea of giving thanks was just something that was normal. Was like, for example, when I'm praying before my meal, I would always say, thank you, God, for this food. Thank you for the hands that made this food and for the hands that cooked this food. And, you know, please replenish the source. So thank you to God was just something that is, I want to say, normal. And so it's not exactly kind of a big deal, if I can say, like, we consider it in, you know, here in the United States or maybe in Romania, where it's like, okay, gratitude is this huge thing that's really important, you know. So I would say personally, it was just kind of a normal quote unquote thing where I feel like I didn't really enjoy that aspect or allow myself to feel the aspect of being grateful. But now that I'm older, I like actually sit down and say, okay, I'm grateful for all these things. And even when I'm praying about my food or the journey, I'm aware of what I'm thankful for. Whereas when I was younger, it was kind of just like a habit or a norm to say, oh, thank you, God, for this. Thank you, God, for that. But I personally didn't feel like I was allowing myself to feel that gratitude. And so growing up in a Christian family, at church, we usually have these things called Thanksgiving or harvest. And so Thanksgiving at church is something, you know, there are groups in church that come together and they kind of raise money, or they go and harvest stuff from like their farms or their or from the market, and they come to church and they give thanks to God as a form of kind or as a form of cash. So that's another way that people do Thanksgiving. But for me personally, I would say I never really allowed myself to feel that gratitude. I would always say it, but I didn't really allow myself to feel it. But now that I'm more aware of what it is, it's been really good. Like, I allow myself to feel it. And I think that the habits that I had growing up also helps me now. And so I would say most families, they really push on, okay, be thankful to God or be thankful, you know, in general about things. And so you grew up with that habit, but you don't really feel it. But when you grow older and you feel that gratitude, it's like, okay, this habit and the actual thing now combine and make this really magical feeling. So it's a little bit more of a norm, quote unquote, but I think it allows a lot of the children or kids as they're growing up and become adults to just really see what it is now. It's kind of like training your child in a way that they don't depart from it, right? So you train them and now they're old enough to actually enjoy that process.
Beautiful. I love how you managed to build on top of what you had, on top of the education that you got that has to do with gratitude. I also had a similar experience. My parents always taught me to say thank you. And I think in many families that are educated, parents do teach this part, just to say thank you at least. And in my experience as well, that the part that was missing, and I'm not condemning my parents at all for this. It's normal. I think it's really hard to actually teach someone this, and it's much easier that they find it themselves, is that part where you actually feel it. And getting to feel this is that that important part that I've also experienced after knowing that it's a good thing to say thank you. Actually feeling it when you say thank you, for instance, it makes such a big difference. It's a totally different experience from just saying the words to actually feeling that gratitude. And it's very interesting that we have a similar experience, even though we were born and grew up in different parts of the world. I think I'm always amazed by these beautiful things.
Yes, it really does change your perspective when you allow yourself to experience it. I mean, just kind of like love, right? You can easily say it, but then when you actually let your heart feel what it is, and it's like, oh, okay, I like this feeling. And so I like allowing myself to feel grateful because it just really gives me peace of mind. So yeah, that's a little bit about my experience growing up in Cameroon.
Beautiful, beautiful. I think this is one of the most beautiful things that technology, that can be challenging at times, allows us, is to share these kinds of experiences with people from all around the world, and find out experiences that might be very different, but so similar at the same time. And I'm also curious on how you felt the difference between the culture in Cameroon from compared to the US from this point of view. Like, were there some things that, I don't know, either positive or negative that you felt were different that have to do with gratitude?
Oh, thank you, Georgian. So when my first year moving here, and they were like, oh, we have Thanksgiving in November, you know, and I was like, wait, like a church Thanksgiving, or what exactly do you mean? But it wasn't a church Thanksgiving, right? It's a different form of Thanksgiving. And honestly, I should probably know this if this is my fifth year here, but I haven't looked up the actual meaning of Thanksgiving in the United States. But it just, I've had a hard time just allowing myself to go through that holiday and thinking this is actually a Thanksgiving holiday. You know, it's just, I grew up knowing some other type of Thanksgiving. And then here it's like this huge feast of people eating with family and sharing meals. And so there's really that part of it that is a little new to me. And when I also think about Christmas, it's very, how can I put this? Like the idea of Christmas that I've gone through in Cameroon compared to here are two different things, right? Because to me, when I was growing up, Christmas was about coming together as family, sharing, giving people, and not exactly expecting anything in return. Mm-hmm. And also going to church because so most of Cameroon is made of Christians, but there are other religions. There are Muslims and there are other religions. So I'm speaking from a Christian perspective. On Christmas Day, my family and I would go to church and we would celebrate the birth of Christ. And we're thankful for that. And some kids receive gifts, but really it's barely anything. So when I moved here and I saw that during the holiday or during Christmas, there was so much shopping done, people spending so like high amounts of money. And, you know, sometimes children not being grateful for what their parents, like, you know, struggle to give to them. It really was like, I want to say it kind of hurt me, but it was just a completely different experience to see, because I'm like, wait, is that the actual, are we looking at Christmas from a perspective of being able to afford gifts worth $2,000-$3,000, or being able to provide something that is really meaningful to one another? And, you know, we all have different beliefs about Christmas. And so that really was a little bit different for me. But now I still think that for Christmas time, I just spend time with my family and just express how grateful I am for this gift of Christ being born and allowing me to spend time with my family and my friends. So those two things are really different for me because I have a different perspective of Christmas. But then the United States, a lot of people here have a different perspective of Christmas. So those have been very different experiences for me. So
I think it's amazing what you just shared. And I think one of those important nuggets of wisdom that you just shared is the fact that spending quality time with the people in our life can be a gift itself. And from then on, if there are other gifts, great, but as long as you have that gift, you can feel maybe at least as fulfilled as you would by receiving different kinds of gifts.
Yeah, exactly. Like at the end of the day, you know, I am completely open to receiving gifts or giving out gifts or people or doing gift exchange, because I think that that's important as well. I wonder if maybe there is a different meaning to Christmas than just exchanging gifts towards one another. And, you know, people usually can afford these things, but then some others just have to go in debt just because they want to be able to do this for their families and their friends. And that is okay as well. But again, yeah, I'm wondering, are we just looking at Christmas from a completely different perspective? Is there something else we should be looking at when we think about Christmas or when we think about Thanksgiving? You know, so I completely acknowledge everybody's different when it comes to celebrating a holiday. And so this is just from my experience.
Yeah, well, I believe it's very valuable. At least for me, it's very important for some. They might not even think that there are other possibilities. It's like that's the way we do Christmas here, and this is the only way in which we can do it. And when you get a different idea, you, if you're open to it, of course, you might rethink this, and you might focus on other things that matter. And sure, you can continue to do the same. It's not a problem. It's everyone's choice. But knowing that there is another possibility, I think it's something beautiful that we can learn from each other and from each other's culture. That's why I always love to ask people about the culture from where they came from. It's something that thanks to those small differences or even big differences that we can all learn and grow. So I'm really happy that you shared this with us, and maybe some of our listeners might think about Christmas differently, or just focus more on some things that might make them a bit happier. Good. So I also wanted to ask you, what are some things that you like to do to keep yourself grateful? You mentioned thinking about the things that you're grateful for in the morning. Do you do other things that help you keep this positive habit?
Yes. So thank you for asking about that. So I got this planner. It's a Christian planner, and this is my first time using a Christian planner. And really, for the most part, it has like Bible verses, and it has an area for reflection. And so usually on a good day, when I'm not stressed and I don't wake up late for work and school, on a good day, when I get up, I go to my phone. I have the Bible app on my phone, and I go through the morning devotion. Like, they have a story where they kind of give you a brief reflection, a Bible verse, and then some pastor explains that Bible verse in the video, and you get to read a quick devotional and then a prayer. So I go through that. It takes me maybe 10 minutes at most. And while I go through that, I also write down in the reflection section of my Christian planner what I learned from that study or from that devotion that day. So usually I do that in the morning as well. And then I get up, I go and exercise. Once I'm done exercising, I try to do it. Depending on my time, I strive to do it all the time. But I have this 6-minute Christian gratitude meditation that I follow, and that's on YouTube. And I just sit there in all my sweat from exercising, and I just allow myself to be calm and listen to the prompts that they give in the meditation. During that time, that's when I spend my 6 minutes just being grateful for from the smallest thing to the biggest thing, and just asking God to direct my path throughout the day and telling Him that I'm going to actively put Him at the front of all my activities. And I choose to be happy. I choose not to compare myself to people. I choose to show up to work and give it my best shot. I choose to go to class and give it my best shot. And so I take that time, that 6 minutes, just praying or being thankful for everything. And then I go about my day, you know, and once that's done, I just feel like, okay, I'm ready to go out there and be an amazing person. So that really helps me start my day on the right foot. And each time I exercise, I try to do that after my exercise. So I do that, and usually at night, I'm a strong advocate for stretching or doing some yoga at night. And so while you're doing that, it just, you're sitting there reflecting, okay, what did I do today? How was today? What can I do better tomorrow? And just doing all these things, like, honestly, Georgian, I would say normally as a college student, I haven't had time to do that at all. But now that I am graduating soon, I have more time for myself. And so being able to incorporate these things, just, I don't know, it's kind of like there's an on and off button somewhere. And when I switch these things on, it's like a completely different rejoice shows up, right? Like, she's happy, she's thankful, she has all these great things happening in her life. Obviously, like, I've had some, like, this year has been a little bit hard for me emotionally, but other than that, I'm like, doing these things have really helped me. I don't know how to explain it. It's just, when it happens, you know, it's just so life-changing. And so for people who, you know, can't exercise, maybe because of health reasons or time, I would recommend, I know this, you know, sounds cliche because everybody says do a gratitude meditation, but it really does work. Like, I didn't think I'd be saying this, but it does work. And if you know, and it doesn't have to be 10 minutes or 20 minutes. It could be 5, it could be 3, as long as you know that at that point in your life, at that time, you're dedicating it to just being a cheerful person, to being a happy person, to knowing that nothing is, it's not going to be perfect. You're going to have troubles and trials and challenges, but you're thankful because you can go through this and you can come out a stronger person. Like, these just change your life. I don't know how to really explain how it feels, but it just does, you know? So these are the things that I do personally. And when I see myself trying to kind of compare myself to others, I'm like, actually, no, never mind. This is my journey. I'm not comparing myself to anybody. I'm thankful for where I am. And I just remind myself about these things. And these take work. These take us actively being the parent of our thoughts to be like, I am grateful for this. I refuse to compare myself to anybody. I refuse to be that jealous friend. I refuse to hate people because they're more successful than I am, you know? And just, again, guys, like, being open to that process and knowing that you're not perfect. Because there are times when I feel like, wow, why am I even spending time being grateful, right? Like, I still sometimes compare myself to people, but that's okay, right? Because at the end of the day, you're aware that you can do better, and the next day you strive to be better. So it's been a learning process, and we kind of have to learn what we want best for us. But for me, spending some time with God, exercising, doing that 6-minute meditation before I go to social media, before I get really busy, really helps me set my day on that gratitude journey. So these are the few things that I've been doing that have helped me be more consistent with my journey in gratitude.
That's beautiful. I love everything that you just said, and I appreciate very much your generosity and the fact that I felt that you are speaking to our audience, that you are cheering them and giving them hope and gratitude. And I think it's beautiful what you just shared, and yeah, it's very, very useful and very practical. I love practical, and I love having options, and you are generous enough to give us different kinds of options based on what works for you and what you feel is helpful. It's really beautiful, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Georgian. Thank you again for having me and me being here to share what I've been doing. I'm really blessed and I'm honored to be here.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you once again for accepting my invitation for being a guest on the Gratitude Podcast. It's really been a pleasure, and I hope that you stay on this path, and I'm really happy that you shared it with us.
Absolutely. It's a daily activity, but I don't feel exhausted doing it. I ran into a friend a few days ago, and they were like, okay, when I see you smiling now, I don't see a dark cloud anymore. You know, they're like, I see light, and I see genuine happiness, and you're glowing. And I'm like, oh, okay, this is good. I should continue doing this then. But again, I'm not being grateful for somebody else. I'm being grateful because last year and before then, I was in this cloud of thinking, oh, I'm not where I'm supposed to be. I don't like being behind. I feel like I should be somewhere else, but I'm here. I feel like all these things are happening, and what can I do? You know, and now I'm like, okay, first of all, what can I control and what can I not control? You know, because what I can't control, like, I can't beat myself up for that, because it's just going to make me more stressed about everything. And so I focus on what I can control, and I focus on being there for people and for my friends and for myself. I feel that one of my strengths as a person is being there for my friends. I always want to make sure that they're okay and they're fine. And I can't do that if I'm not okay. And so I just pride myself in being grateful and taking care of my mental health so that I can in turn bless other people, maybe just being there for them if they need a listening ear, or just being a genuinely kind person. And I can say that this year, since January 2020, when I started on my gratitude journey and focusing a little bit more on what I allowed to get to me, I just have been a completely different person. I see things in a different perspective. Like, people whom I used to compare myself to, I see them now as, I can learn from this person. I can allow myself to be happy that they're successful, because I'm going to be successful too. I'm not, like, there's enough in the world for all of us. And when we go on social media and we see people posting all these perfect pictures and perfect videos and perfect journeys, honestly, we all don't know what we're doing. Like, we all just post on social media. Like, we post on social media, we post the highlights, the best things, but we don't post what's happening in the background. So once I truly allowed myself to take this in account, because we always say, oh, don't worry about that, it's just social media, everybody posts their best. Like, we always say this, but we never practice it, you know? So once I allowed myself to practice that, and again, that's a daily effort, you just see that you have so many opportunities coming to you. I mean, I didn't ever think I would be on a podcast, but here I am today, you know? And when I think about that, I am grateful. When I think of in the pandemic, I got my dream part-time job, whereas people lost their jobs. And I'm like, oh my God, I could easily not have a roof over my head. And so when I think of all these things, I'm just like, and you're sitting here comparing yourself to somebody else, being ungrateful, like, does that even make sense to you? You know? So it's like, when you decide, actively choose to be happy, to be grateful, regardless of what life throws at you, you would see opportunities coming at you. Like, you would see life being better. You would see yourself being better, being a better daughter, being a better son, being a better person, and just feeling great about yourself overall, to the point where when there's a curveball thrown at you, you're like, oh, I'm ready for this. Like, I can go through this and I would be fine. you know. So I really have enjoyed sharing my experience. And I would just like to say to anybody who is listening that you have a community here rooting for you. If you woke up today and you were feeling down and sad, and it's okay to feel that way sometimes, but get up, be grateful for the few things that you have. But I can say you have at least 5,000 things that you're grateful for, you know. Be grateful for what you have, and it's going to be okay. You have so many people here rooting for you, and we will be okay at the end of the day.
That's amazing. That's the perfect ending to a beautiful interview. And let me just say that I believe you are already successful in my eyes. And I'm really happy that we got to do this. Thank you very much, Rejoice.
Thank you, Georgian. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Hey, Gratitude Seeker. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this interview. I really appreciate it. And if you could think of one person that would also benefit from it, share it with them. It might actually be the inspiration that they need to make their day or maybe even their life much better. Thank you so much once again. This has been Georgian Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse. That's georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse to join me now.